Beth was much too shy to go to school with other children, so she studied at home with her father. When he went away and her mother was busy with war work, Beth continued to study by herself and helped Hannah keep the home tidy for the others. She also spent long, quiet hours alone, talking to her dolls or playing the old piano. Beth loved music, and although the family could not afford music lessons or a good piano for her, she tried hard to make herself a better musician. Amy drew the most beautiful pictures and wanted to be a famous painter one day. She was a favorite with everyone, except when she complained about having to wear her cousin's old clothes because her mother could not afford to buy new ones for her. One afternoon, a week or two later, Jo went outside to clear the snow away from some of the garden so that Beth could walk there when the sun came out. She looked across to the house next door, a big stone house with lovely things inside that Jo occasionally saw through the open curtains at the windows. But it seemed a lonely, lifeless kind of house, as no children played outside, no motherly face smiled at the windows, and not many people went in and out, except the old gentleman and his grandson.